Wayne Allman, the name of that song from Amy Ray's album, Goodnight Tender. Amy Ray, half of Indigo Girls, solo artist and label owner, joins us now. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm okay. It's kind of a sad day today, but we're really glad you're here with us. And that
it is a very, it's sad. I got the news, I guess, last night right before we went on.
Oh, that must have been hard.
Just thought about it a lot.
You know?
You were definitely a childhood icon for me.
Absolutely, for all of us. You were at Ocean City Music Pier last night.
In New Jersey. It was really really fun show. Like, as far as the audience was just really supportive, and you know, right there, it's like felt like a big old community.
That's wonderful. You always bring that. You have a big old community.
We're pretty lucky that way. We really are.
Well, you've created it, and that community will be assembling in Aston, Pennsylvania tonight at the Sun Center. In regard to your album, Goodnight Tender, which is more on the countryside than other things you've done, there's a wonderful essay on your website that you wrote on the relationship between punk and country in your life and your development musically. And you cite other musicians who've gone through a similar path. And you also mention MC Taylor, His Golden Messenger, who just coincidentally were playing lately on XPN.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah. Mike Taylor. Yeah, MC Taylor. I discovered his music about 3 years ago, actually, and through some North Carolina friends of mine, some people that actually played on Goodnight Tender, Brad and Phil Cook and Heather McIntyre. And it's funny because he was kind of a rocker, like a metal musician almost, before he started doing this kind of rootsy music that he's doing now. And but I love what he's done. I did a couple of songwriters nights with him, and just fell in love with everything he was doing and his whole approach to music and songwriting and life. Really, he's so immersed in the history of music and the sort of the folk and country from his era, from North Carolina where he lives, and I think he's a really, really great songwriter and soulful guy, just super soulful.
And everything you said about him applies to you. You're from Decatur, Georgia. You grew up around country, but your influences were punk and rock. And tell us about that song, Dwayne Allman.
You know, Dwayne was, I mean, I listened to, when I was very young, I discovered the Allman Brothers through my older sibling, my older sister, and listened to them all the time. And I think at some point, you know, after a few years of listening to them, because I was really young, probably in like second or third grade, I was like really sad to realize that Dwayne Allman was dead. Because I didn't, you know, when you're that young, nothing like that registers with you. And it kind of was my, definitely entree into the world of musicians and mortality and missing, you know, an artist, and when they go away, the greatness that you miss and the void that it kind of leaves if you're someone that's really influenced by them. So I was kind of thinking about all that and speaking with a friend of mine who was a recovering addict, and we were talking about like what we call the God-sized hole, and it's kind of like void that you fill inside, and you know, you don't know what's missing, but you can list all these things in your life that feel like they are, you know. And so I was thinking about Dwayne, actually, and the song just kind of, I went home that night and just wrote the song out, and it kind of came out all at once. So I turned it into a Southern rocker in honor of the Allman Brothers.
That's so perfect. Amy Ray is our guest this morning. She and Emily Saliers, Indigo Girls, are appearing tonight right near Philadelphia in Aston, Pennsylvania, at the Sun Center. And you're on this tour. Talk about eclectic. You have some sort of country dates with Goodnight Tender on your own. You're with Emily, and some of your dates include symphonies.
Yeah, we've been doing this awesome symphony show where we have about 21 scores written to our songs, and we choose, you know, we play like however many we can that night, and we play with like the symphony in that town. We get together during the day and rehearse one time and then play the show. And I mean, a lot of other musicians are doing this now. It's really an interesting way to present your music, and for us it's like really like totally multidimensional. And we've been doing that for about a year and a half off and on, kind of in between other dates. And then right now we're playing with our band. In Aston we'll have our band, which is a really great violinist and a drummer and bass player. And we're working on, we're at the same time we're doing this, we're also writing and arranging for a new record. We're going to make a new Indigo record in the fall. So it's, and then I'm playing these country shows, and funnily enough, I'm going to be opening for Tedeschi Trucks on December 5th at the Keswick. So it's like a lot of like musical experiences are happening right now, which is really awesome. I mean, I feel thankful and so into music right now, and Emily and I are having a great time rehearsing and arranging for the new record, and we get together every day and work on stuff, and it's pretty much a hoot, you know, at this point. It's still hard, you know, it's still very challenging, but we have a really good time and laugh a lot. So I think it's going to be a fun record to make, actually. We're both in a really good space right now.
I think it's especially challenging because each of you has a baby.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Yeah, that's kind of big news.
Emily's got, her baby is 20 months old and mine is 8 months old. And both our partners had them, and I've been wanting a child for a long time, and then Emily decided, her and her partner decided they wanted to have kids, and they just went for it before we did. And so it's pretty fun. My child is named Ozzy, or Ozolyn, and Emily's baby is named Cleo, and we hope that they grow up to be fast friends, actually. Ozzy's going to be, she's coming out today, actually. I get to see her today, so she's going to be with us for a few days on the bus and experiencing the world of touring for a little bit.
Yeah, she better get used to it.
I know, right?
Well, I was going to ask it when you would have time to do a new album with babies, but I guess you're doing it all, Superwoman.
Well, we're really careful right now about how much we tour, and we've mapped out some time in October, November that's just like, you know, 10 days of tracking in each month, and we'll probably have our families with us and stuff, and kind of do it like that.
Well, have a wonderful time tonight and on the rest of the tour. Congratulations on everything.
Thanks, Michaela. You know I love XPN. And
we love you.
So really appreciate it.
Sure. And, you know, when that new record, when you get a few songs down, you know who to send it to.
There you go. I know, right?
We're going to go back to the beginning with Closer to Find. Do you want to intro the song?
Oh, man, the first time I heard this, I was sitting outside of a punk club called the White Dot with Emily. We had just played, and she played it for me, and I was just like, okay, that sounds like a hit, but, you know, we were so young, who knew, right? But I know she wrote it in Vermont at her at a country house her and her family used to go to sometimes.
Here it is, Closer to Find. Thanks, Amy. Have a great time tonight.
All right.
We'll catch up with you later.
Okay, bye.